This is Radio Bath. Radio Bath.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chikunubaya and I'm a T-level placement student.
Thank you. I'm Simon Dunn, I'm the Deputy Managing Director for Alan Griffiths Contractors.
Hi, I'm Nia Hilling, I'm a graduate engineer.
I'm Charles Pierce, I'm an apprentice quantity surveyor.
Hi, I'm Jack Billingham, I'm a senior engineer for Alan Griffiths.
Great. It has been a fabulous project by the look of it, and congratulations to all of you playing your part and getting it finished ahead of time, which is pretty much unheard of. What's been your role and what's been your experience of the project?
So I was a trainee civil engineer here at Alan Griffiths for the Bristol Airport, and it was a phenomenal experience for me. I came in not knowing anything as a placement student, and I learned so many things that I can carry out to many other sites and many other jobs. So I'm confident to say I've learned a lot and I did do well, came here.
Would you encourage other people to take these sorts of opportunities?
100%, because I believe that it develops more knowledge and it makes you aware, and it also helps you to make connections with other people in the industry as well. So I'd definitely recommend it.
So my role was probably 5 or 6 years ago, started with a project, initial sketches and plans, and then working with the airport to develop it through to where we are now. And then along the journey really was thinking about how can we do things with working with apprentices, with Western College, and bring people along, because you know, the future of construction is all in these young guys' hands. And it's a great opportunity with a project that's so prominent and with a decent duration to it, that we can bring the guys along. And we've got some here, that Jack, who's with us, who started off as an apprentice 10 years ago and is now a senior engineer on the project, and it just shows what can be achieved if you keep on working through it.
Given your experience, how has this project compared to some of the others that you've been involved in terms of how smoothly it's gone, how quickly it's gone?
I think it's definitely up there with one of the more smooth projects, and I think that's all down to the planning. A lot of time and effort and money was invested in developing the team right the way from the start. We used a gentleman called Paul Fox who did a lot of leadership coaching for the project team, and I think what that meant is that we're going to have disagreements, it's construction, but they're done in the right way, we move on, and we're all working towards that common goal. So it's definitely up there with one of the best projects and a great example of what can be achieved if you work together.
Hi, what was your role in all of this?
So I started off as a graduate engineer about a year and a half ago, just when they were starting the main dig, and it's been amazing seeing the project from like start to finish really. I came not really knowing anything straight from uni, and now I've like learned so much, a range of different types of things. It's been a great project to be involved in, really great fun really, like as well as learning so much. And
what did you think about watching that time lapse?
It was really impressive seeing the time lapse, and I sort of forget what it was like in the beginning, even though I was there at the start, and just how quickly it's gone up really. Like,
by the way, if they need some music for that as a radio station, I could recommend Wet 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 for the first bit and possibly Here Comes the Sun for the last bit.
My role in this as an apprentice QS, so similar to Kimberly, I came in as an apprentice, no experience in construction, but thankfully the radio can't see this, I'm several years older than Kimberly, so I've had a couple of jobs before starting here, but my main takeaway from this is that despite coming in my late 20s as an apprentice, that it's not too late to change career. So for myself, back in college, back in education, which initially quite humbling, but I think as you develop and as you grow and gain experience, you definitely start to reap the rewards of that as well. So developing a hopefully successful career within construction.
And Jack, you've been through this journey before, haven't you? You were formerly an apprentice, now you're actually a full part of the team. What's your role been here?
So my role is senior engineer.
And what were you doing specifically on the project?
So on this project in particular, I was managing a team of engineers to deliver the project on time and to the design.
You were working with, among others, some apprentices. How did you find it, having been through that experience yourself?
So I tried to give them the support that I had through my apprenticeship to develop their skills.
And how do you think they progressed in that time?
Really well. I mean, this project in particular, it's got so many complex elements to it that gave them really, really good exposure in regards to their development.
And what's next for you, do you think?
So I'm quite happy where I am at the minute, being senior, but then at the end of the day, you never know where you'll end up. So
Well, there seems to be plenty of opportunity here at Bristol Airport, but the world is very much your oyster. Yes. Thank you very much indeed.
Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.